This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so you know how we all need to get the info we need fast these days? Well, today we're really honing in on something super important for anyone with a website. And that's calls to action.
Right.
Or CTAs.
Yep.
And specifically, how to make yours actually work.
Absolutely.
We're using this article, 5 Tips for Incorporating CTAs into Effective Web Graphic Design by Jim Clannon as our main source.
Okay.
So what we're going to do in this deep dive is really try to extract those actionable strategies that you listening can use, like right away, to make those really compelling CTAs that actually get your website visitors clicking and taking the steps that you want them to take.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your goal is making a sale or getting someone to sign up for your email list or just getting people to read more of your content.
Sure.
The call to action is that make or break moment.
That's right. The pivotal point.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Clannon really gets to the heart of this, I think. He highlights how effective CTAs kind of bridge that gap with visitors who might be a little hesitant and actually start that business relationship.
So let's break this down.
Okay.
And I think a good place to start is this concept of white space.
Interesting.
And it might seem a little abstract at first.
Yeah.
But Clannon really emphasizes how important white space is, especially around your call to action.
You know, it's fascinating how that empty space can actually make your CTA way more impactful.
Right.
Like if you think about it from a psychological point of view, when you land on a page and there's lots of visual breathing room around a specific element, your eye is just naturally drawn to it.
It creates focus.
Exactly. It's like that spotlight effect.
Yeah. And I think we've all been to those websites that are just so cluttered.
Oh, yeah.
It's overwhelming and you can't find what you're looking for.
Totally. You get lost in the noise.
But when you give your CTA lots of white space, it cuts through the clutter.
Yeah. And the person visiting your site can immediately understand what you want them to do.
It's about avoiding that feeling of being bombarded with stuff.
Right.
Like when you land on a clean page and the call to action has that clear area around it, it makes you think, okay, this is probably important.
Yeah, I need to pay attention to this.
Exactly. And that leads us perfectly into Clannon's second tip.
Okay.
Make the button itself impossible to miss.
Yes.
He really pushes for a CPA button that's super visible and big.
And you know what's interesting?
What's that?
Some designers are even making those buttons bigger than the brand names and logos.
Wow, really?
It's a growing trend.
That's so interesting because, you know, our instinct is usually to make the logo the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the traditional design thinking.
Right. But making the CTA button larger actually makes a lot of sense.
Especially when you think about how many people are on their phones these days.
Oh, totally. Using their thumbs to click.
Exactly. A bigger target is just easier to hit.
And like Clannon points out, it also kind of subtly tells people how important it is to take that action.
It's like a visual cue saying, hey, pay attention.
It's huge.
It is.
So if we connect this back to the user experience in your business calls,
right?
A big button really reduces churn for the user.
It does. You're making it so clear what you want them to do.
And it takes less effort on their part to actually do it.
Exactly. One simple click.
And that makes them way more likely to actually follow through.
You're making that desired path the most obvious and effortless one.
Now, it's not just about size, though.
Right.
The button has to look good, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Clannon says that people are drawn to things that look visually appealing.
Makes sense.
So a nice-looking CTA button is a really good way to boost engagement.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen a button that just looked like an afterthought?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't exactly make you want to click on it, does it?
Yeah, not at all.
That hesitation is a big problem if you want people to take action.
Totally.
So what makes a CTA button look bad?
Yeah. What should we avoid?
Well, Clannon says things like blurred edges make it look unprofessional, and text that's hard to read can be really frustrating for people.
Nobody wants to squint to figure out what a button says.
And even slow loading times can be a problem.
Oh, right, because it might make people think there's a technical issue.
Exactly, and that can make them lose trust in your site.
It all comes down to making a good impression.
It does.
Even though the CTA button is just one small part of your website, it's often the key to reaching your business goals.
Absolutely.
Whether that's making a sale or getting a lead or even just having someone spend more time on your site.
It's the gateway.
It is. And so its visual quality really reflects on your whole website and your business.
It's all connected.
Yeah. So let's talk about color and font.
Okay.
Clannon recommends using what he calls action colors.
Right.
These are colors that stand out from your main brand colors and make people think of energy or importance.
I see.
And of course, the font needs to be easy to read.
Readability is key.
But he also says to watch out for bad color combinations.
Yeah, you don't want to use colors that clash with your branding.
Or even worse, colors that are just hard to look at.
That would definitely discourage people.
He specifically mentions red as a popular color for CTA buttons.
Oh, yeah. Red's a classic.
But we have to consider our target audience and our brand identity.
Right, because what works for one website might not work for another.
Exactly. Like, yes. Something that looks great on a website selling clothes might look totally out of place on a website for a law firm.
Yeah, it's all about context.
And when it comes to fonts, clarity is more important than style.
Absolutely.
Like, you might be tempted to use a really fancy font.
Sure.
But if people can't read it, then what's the point?
It defeats the whole purpose of the button.
So we've got our main CTA looking amazing. It's big, it's easy to see, and we're using the right colors and fonts.
Looking sharp.
But Clannon also talks about these secondary CTAs.
Oh, yes. These are important.
These are like backup options for people who aren't ready to take that main action just yet.
It's like offering a less intimidating next step.
I like that.
So, for example, next to your big buy now button, you might have a smaller learn more button or a take a product tour button.
Gotcha.
So this is for the people who are still doing research or want more information before they buy something.
That's smart, because you're keeping those people on your website.
Right. You're nurturing that potential lead.
Instead of losing them, because they're not ready to commit.
It's all about providing options.
But Clannon says we need to be careful about how we style these secondary CTAs, too.
Yes, we don't want them to compete with the main CTA.
Right.
He says to use contrasting colors, but make sure they don't clash or blend in too much.
Yeah, the main CTA should still be the star of the show.
It should.
So these secondary CTAs are more like gentle nudges to keep people engaged.
Exactly, not a hard sell.
So there's one last thing that Clannon brings up.
Okay.
And it's the value of hiring a professional web designer.
Yes. This is key.
He even mentions how businesses in Georgia really appreciate the expertise of Atlanta web designers.
Well, a good web designer brings a lot of experience to the table. They understand how people behave online.
Right.
And they can create CTAs that not only look good, but also really work to get people to take action.
It's a smart investment.
It is.
So just to recap for you listening.
Okay.
We talked about the power of white space to make your CTAs stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your button is easy to see and big enough to click on.
Right.
And make it look appealing with a clean design and easy to read text.
Those are the basics.
Use action colors and fonts.
Yeah.
But think about your target audience and your brand.
Yeah, be strategic.
And finally, think about adding some secondary CTAs to keep people engaged.
Great advice.
All of this is super important for getting people to do what you want them to do on your website.
It all comes back to that.
So remember,
yes,
these aren't just little design tweaks.
No, they're not.
They're fundamental principles that can really impact whether you reach your online goals.
A good CTA can make the difference between someone just browsing your site and actually becoming a customer.
Exactly.
Or filling out a form or whatever it is you want them to do.
So here's a final thought for you.
Okay.
Think about the CTAs you see online every day.
Yeah.
What makes you want to click on them? Mm-hmm. And what makes you ignore them?
That's a good question.
If you start paying attention to that, you'll be well on your way to creating effective CTAs yourself.
It all starts with awareness.
It does.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.